Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor, how you doing? We're live.
Okay. Good evening. Go ahead, Pastor.
This is Nathan on the spot, live. Pastor Bone Crusher Smith from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, in the house.
Thank you very much, and welcome everyone tonight. We have a few special guests that's supposed to be on the line, but I just got back home from the VA hospital in Charleston, South Carolina, where Wednesday I did a complete total knee replacement on my right knee. So I'm in a little pain, but because we had agreed to do this every Friday night, I am present and counted for. We have Mr. Matt DeMeo, and he's very instrumental in We Share Crowdfunding, and I don't know a whole lot about him, but I had invited him to be on the call tonight through Guy, and he is present. So with that said, I'm going to just turn it over to you, Mr. DeMeo, and how you feel about We Share Crowdfunding. Should be on board with us.
I am right here. I'm hearing another phone ringing.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Hold on a second.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi.
Hold on a second. Let me put you in another mode.
Another mode.
Well, who is this?
Who is
my
this?
My daughter.
Your daughter.
That's. Yes, Ruth. This is Nathan John. So hold on a second.
Oh. Hey, Pop.
Hey.
Please stand by, Matt. We're going to get started here shortly.
Okay.
Be ready.
Okay. Again, I want to welcome everyone to the call tonight, and our first guest speaker is going to be Mr. Matt DeMeo, and he's going to give us some information that we need and we can use. And take it away, Matt.
Well, thank you, and hello, everybody. My name is Matt DeMeo. I'm speaking to you from beautiful Tampa, Florida. And I was introduced to a wonderful crowdfunding platform because I am the owner and the founder of a seminar company called The Maestro Method, where I am a published author teaching people basic techniques on how to learn things faster. We live in a world of information overload, and unless somebody has the ability to keep up, it's likely that they'll wind up getting left behind. And school teaches us what to learn, but not how to learn it. And so I've specialized in these techniques. Now, over a period of time, I've been looking for a way to help nationalize my seminar brand. And in order to do that, I need about $500,000, which is too much for me to put my hand in my pocket for or go to family and friends for, and too small of an amount to go to venture capitalists with. I need the money to be able to license and certify instructors to teach my seminars at the grassroots level, kind of like the way that the Dale Carnegie program is doing it. And that is what led me to traditional crowdfunding, where I looked into some of the other more well-known brands like Kickstarter and GoFundMe, and I found for various reasons that even though some people were having success there, I found that by far and away the largest percentage of people that attempted to do crowdfunding on those traditional platforms were complete failures at it. They just were not able to raise the money that they wanted.
How you doing? Pretty good. You still at the hospital?
Sorry about this.
Okay, I'm calling you there. Guy explaining it now. All right.
Please continue. Matt, can you hear me?
Hello, I think he got dropped.
Okay, you see anyone else on?
No, just
Matt,
me and you.
You see me on the 910 number?
910, no. Tell him to hit 1. If I got so many people, I got to go. I don't see that number. But he got dropped. I can try to call him back.
Yeah.
I was going to give him a chance to call back in. He don't look like he can get in. Well, go ahead, Pastor, and do a little talking while I see if I can get him back on.
Okay. I got, my story is, I got started with We Share Crowdfunding Now. It's been a couple months now, and Woody Wharton from Fayetteville had been emailing me and take a look at this website, look at the video. And I'm so busy, I'm here, there, and everywhere with my schedule, daily schedule. So I finally took a look at his website, and he asked me this question. Do you know anybody needs some extra money for a project that they can do in the community? And I said, well, me. I have a nonprofit organization called Champions for Kids, and I'm always trying to raise money for Champions for Kids. I host golfing events. I host boxing events in Myrtle Beach and golf events. And he knew that, so he asked me that question. I said, me. So I said, how can I get involved? He says, well, you make a small donation to my project, which is to buy a bus for my daycare center and after school program. And so I did, and then I reached out to a good friend of mine, Dr. Trish Holland, and told her about what I was doing. And I told her that she can get involved with making a small donation to my project. And I told her the story of me and Woody. And so she made a donation, and I said, there's 3 ways you can come in to get started. But actually, there's more than that. You can come in for free. Or you can do $50, $100, or $70, and make that type of donation to someone else's project. And preferably the person that told you about this, and we help you set up your website, and just send people to your website, invite them to the conference calls. We do live meetings, and that's about it. And they start making donations, and those donations goes to you. Is he back yet, Pastor?
He's here.
Okay.
Yes. You know, isn't technology can be wonderful and then sometimes terrible.
Take it away, Matt.
So, as I had mentioned, I was looking for funding for my seminar company. I realized that traditional crowdfunding platforms were either too complicated, the failure rate was too high, or there were other problems with it, and that is when I realized, at the urging and the recommendation of a close personal friend, that there was an alternative to that out there, and that is how I discovered WeShare Crowdfunding towards the end of the month of October. And since then, I have been extremely pleased with the growth of the platform, with the growth of the company, so much so that because of my background, I decided to begin creating promotional videos to explain how this platform works and also how the funding is distributed. And that wound up leading into the creation of a whole system for people that we've now made available for people to use to help them get the word out about their platform, about their program. The beautiful thing about this is that most people, even if they have a great idea, the issue is being able to spread the word. And so myself and my partner have now created a replicating online sales funnel that helps people get the word out about their platform, about their what it is that they're looking to get funded, and it does it in the most cost-effective way possible. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, and thanks for having me.
Thank you, Matt. That was great. And do we have Jay from Las Vegas or Monty from Fayetteville? I know Woody, he's on the way to a warm place. He's taking a cruise. I think they leave tomorrow morning, but he's down in Florida now. And any of those guys, are you on the call tonight? 702.
This is Jay. Can you hear me okay?
That's Las Vegas. Yes, sir. How you doing? Welcome to the call.
Hey, champ. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. Hey, I just wanted to piggyback on a little bit about what Matt had said, you know, what his project is and raising money to get the money to increase his business that he does. And he does a great job. I've known Matt now for about 2 years. And he also talked about the system they created. The system's awesome. You can get information from whoever invites you to these calls on that system. I just want to tell you one thing. Me and Matt and Guy, we got in about the same time, roughly about October. And it gave me the opportunity to meet you, champ. And then when I saw you here in Vegas, I mean, that was just great fun. And everything has just evolved from that in my life, what I'm trying to do with my project. And I am so impressed with how easy this is to actually go out and raise money, only because I found that most people, and I mean a high majority of people, they all have a want, a need, a purpose, a passion, a why. And when you sit there and talk to them a little bit about what they want to do, it always seems like money gets in the way. I'd love to do this, but I can't afford it. And with this platform, we're finding more and more people, including myself, that can now go out and really serve the community like we wanted to, but just have our own money maybe to do it. And so I'm being successful with that now. I know other people in our organization are in our community. And so I just want to thank you for meeting you. You inspired me, Matt, and everybody else on this call. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, Jay. And it was my pleasure meeting you, and I enjoyed meeting you. And we're riding around Las Vegas and meeting, greeting people. And we're in the people business, and that's what we do. And, I mean, to be successful, you got to care about people. And if you donate to them, we share with donate to you. So that's kind of how it works, the true give and receive situation. Did we have Woody Wharton or Clarence Montgomery? Or anyone else would like to say a few words?
Just hit one and I can recognize you. You got to hit one.
Press one on your keypad, please.
Anybody got a question? They can hit one. Nobody hit one.
We
got a lot of people.
Got a lot of people?
Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go. We got.
Hello.
Hey, yeah. How you doing?
Please state your name and where are you calling from.
Hey, this is Beverly Washington in Los Angeles, California, Bone.
Good friend of mine. And Beverly, would you like to say a few words about WeShare crowdfunding?
It's absolutely fantastic. I'm enjoying it big time. Helping people all over the world is coming on board, watching them grow, watching them really get excited about this opportunity with their projects, how to write a book, how to raise money for charities in Africa, and it's exciting. I'm having a good time. I'm really getting into it. I'm learning as I make money, as well as look forward to helping a lot of other people make money. Feel better with your needle.
Yeah, it's real simple. It's real simple. And
really
I think it might be too simple, and people look for the catch line. But the catch line is just what we're doing now. It's just plugging into a conference call or a webinar or a TV show or anything, mm-hmm. and just plug your people in, invite We invite, we share, we donate, and we receive donations. That's about as simple and easy as that it is. Beverly, you have any questions?
No. Just wanted to say, get involved, everybody. It's exciting,
yeah,
and it's wonderful, and just learn as you grow, and make money as you learn. It's simple.
Yeah.
Watch the videos, get on the conference calls, listen to the sizzle calls, be a part of what Matt is talking about as far as using the capture pages, and allow the system to work for you while you out playing golf or relaxing or whatever, and let the tools do the work for you, that do the heavy lifting, you know, and plug people into a call like this.
Absolutely.
I got a question. The question was asked to me today to a young man. He said, he come in at the $50 level, and in 3 or 4 weeks to a month, someone donated $10,000 to his platform. But he came in at the $50 level. How would that actually be distributed?
Well, he'd get $50. He's qualified to receive $50. Huh?
He's qualified to receive $50.
Yes. Jay, would you like to handle that question, please?
Can you hear me okay, Bone?
Pardon?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, okay, so what happens is if you come in for $50, what that's going to do is that's going to put you in the community. So let's say, for example, that I'm sorry, what's the guy's name that asked the question? What's your name?
That's Nathan on the Hill. Nathan Hill.
Okay, Nathan. So if you came in and donated $50 to my project, that's going to allow you to earn up to $155 for every person that comes in for $200 on your first step, okay? You with me?
I got you.
Okay, so if you were to bring 2 or 3 or 10 or 12 people, it doesn't matter. That money will go towards your project. But what you're going to want to do is, I think you understand the step up, and we can't do this over the phone because it's very difficult. Almost you have to watch the video first and see this happen. But for one time $50 donation to somebody else's project, you can earn on that first level for anybody that you introduce to that comes in, whether it be for $50, $100, $10, or for $200. And not only that, if you have a large list right there on your project, people can donate directly to your project through PayPal for whatever amount, $5 to $10,000 or $100,000.
Oh, okay. So if someone come in, even though I came in on the $50 level, and somebody donate directly to my project $10,000, I could receive the $10,000?
That's the money for your project. Absolutely. See, that's the key of this. Not only is this positional crowdfunding, but when you find the leverage and the power that happens when you join the community, it's ten times bigger than.
We got somebody in the background making some noise. I can hear everything. So you got to cut that or move away from your mic a little bit and from your phone. Move it so that I can hear everything. Okay, that's a little better. Okay, that's awesome. That's really awesome. We got another call.
Hey, I'll tell you what. When you really pick up what's going on here, and I know it does take a little time. You know, I came in October and I studied this thing for a month. It's really not that difficult once you focus and really look in and see what we have here. But when you get it, man, I'll tell you what, it knocks you right upside the head. It's like, wow, this is amazing. And but once you really get it, the power behind it, and what we can do and how many people we can help. I mean, we can help the world with this thing, and I truly mean that. It's just a matter of really focusing and seeing what we have here collectively as a group and as a community. And it's unstoppable. We can fix anything.
Okay, we have another caller. 516. 516.
That sounds like New York.
Hello there. This is Guy Satram. I got in a little bit late. I apologize. How you doing?
Good. Welcome to the call. Guy, why don't you share your story? This is Bone Crusher. I'm in a little pain, but I'm kind of drowsy now because I just took some pain medicine. But I am at home. But and we wanted to make sure we had this call tonight, every Friday night. Guy, thanks for making sure that Matt was going to be on the call. He did a great testimony. And why don't you share your testimony?
Oh, I missed Matt. I'm sorry if I missed him. Okay. What I'd like to do is I kind of said this last week, and I kind of repeat it because I think it's important. About a year ago, I actually donated to a crowdfunding project. A friend of ours, we were at their house during the summer at a barbecue, and the son was going to be competing in a triathlon, and it turned out he was raising money for leukemia, and of course they spread the word around at the barbecue, and then he asked me for my email address, would it be okay that since he's participating in this run to raise money for leukemia, would I be willing to donate? I said, of course I would. And sure enough, he sent me a link, and I believe it was Kickstarter. I'm not 100% sure, but he had a project up there to raise money for leukemia with this triathlon he was running, and I donated money to his project, basically. And at the time, and then I've known about crowdfunding for probably a year before that even. But the thing that hit me and struck me when I learned about WeShare crowdfunding is that even though I knew about crowdfunding, it never dawned on me that I could create a project. So my passion right now is to just educate everyone and let them know about crowdfunding, but also let everyone know that anybody can raise any amount of money for anything, that anyone should be, in other words, everyone should be involved with some type of crowdfunding project, and whether it's a passion for their ministry, a humanitarian project, or maybe they know of people that are hurting right now and maybe losing their home, reaching retirement, they don't have a retirement fund, family that maybe their car broke down and they need a new car. And that's my passion right now, is to let people know, let them understand about crowdfunding, but also take it that one step further and let them know that, you know, they too can create a crowdfunding project. And then, of course, educate them on what makes WeShare crowdfunding the ultimate, especially for people that don't have a platform, that don't have the visibility like some of these other very successful projects have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. In fact, that Matt does a phenomenal job when he does the videos and when he does the sizzle, our sizzle call, which he just did recently, explaining that if you have visibility, if you have media coverage, yeah, a lot of these projects, they can raise $100,000, $200,000 in a rather short period of time. They have a following, but how many of us that need to raise money have a following, has that visibility? We don't. And that's where this shared platform of WeShare crowdfunding comes in. And that's what makes us very unique, very different, and we can appeal to the masses. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
thank you very much, Guy. And I think what we might do is kind of cut it short. Did Woody and Monty or Trish get online?
I don't see Woody.
Okay.
I don't see Trish either. That's North Carolina, right?
No, Trish is in South Carolina, 843 number.
Oh. I don't see her.
Do you see a 910 number? That would be
Yeah. Tell 910 to hit 1. Because I did saw a 910, but it's way down the list. Nine.
Is Clarence Montgomery on the call? Yeah, he spoke. He knows how to do it. He was on last week.
I see a 910.
What's the number?
910-484-0539.
Yeah, that's not his number.
Okay.
But anyway, I think we're gonna cut it short. I'm on medication pretty heavy tonight, but I'm thank the Lord that I was able to get on the call, and thank God that everybody that spoke tonight. Thank you all for speaking. And we'll get on the line again next Friday and give some people the chance to share their story. That's what it's all about: sharing your story, creating a story, and sharing it with other people. And I'm excited about We Share Crowdfunding. So with that said, I'm gonna say good night, and we'll see you next week. See you soon. Good night.